KBBI's Evening News is supported by Homer Real Estate, bringing buyers and sellers together for over 40 years from Nanilchik, Happy Valley, Anchor Point, Homer, and across Catchback Bay. All current area listings are online at homerrealestate.com or by calling 907-235-5294.
Today is Tuesday, July 28th, 2026. I'm Simon Lopez with KBBI's Evening News. First up, the Homer City Council kicked off its meeting last night by designating July as Parks and Recreation Month. The proclamation notes the U.S. House of Representatives has done the same. The council then heard from nearly a dozen residents about the future of the Homer Pool. Speakers asked the city to help keep the pool open after the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District pulled funding this spring. They called the pool a mental health resource, a place kids learn to swim safely, and one of the only exercise options seniors and people with chronic pain have access to. Later in the meeting, Kenai Peninsula Borough School District Superintendent Clayton Holland gave the council an update. He said a community fundraising push has bought the pool time through next June, but the city, the borough, and the school district still need to work out a long-term funding solution. Council members raised the idea of a new recreation service area as one possible path and asked Holland to look into how Anchorage handles pool funding for comparison. The council approved an appointment to the Planning Commission on its consent agenda. Members also introduced two capital budget ordinances, one appropriating $100,000 from the South Slope for the Slope South Slope Drive culvert replacement, and another adding $15,000 combined from water and sewer karma funds for an upgrade to the system that remotely monitors and controls the city's water and wastewater equipment, along with an ordinance requiring engineer review of traffic impact analysis. The council also adopted four resolutions through the consent agenda. Those update the city's procurement policy to allow electronic bid submissions, renew a joint use agreement with the school district, amend the remote seller sales tax agreement, and award more than $360,000 contract to Respec Engineering to design airport flood repairs. The council also adopted a lease agreement with the U.S. Coast Guard for the Pioneer Dock. The council pulled one resolution off the consent agenda for its own discussion. It would start a special assessment district for a sewer extension on Mallard Way. Council members and city staff talked through how the city's developer reimbursement program works, what happens if property owners object, and the roughly year-long process the developer behind the project went through to get it this far. The council adopted the resolution and said it wants to update the underlying code. The council closed out new business by adopting a resolution that updates the city's operating manual. And the next regular Homer City Council meeting will be held Monday, August 10. In Homer, I'm Simon Lopez. In other news, a week-long theater camp, Broadway Boot Camp, coordinated by Homer's Jim Anderson, will begin next Monday, August 3rd, and finish with a community performance on August 8th. Emily Springer spoke with director and producer Jim Anderson, founder of GLAAP, for details on how the camp got started, who the instructors are, and some of his future plans for the community.
Homer's Jim Anderson has been involved in theater arts-based youth development for over 30 years. He started it while living in South Carolina, but brought it back to Homer and initially did a program that lasted over a month with a final production at the end of camp.
The concept of boot camp is to condense it into 5 days. This year, we're adding a sixth day because my instructor said, hey, if we had 5 full days of instruction and then 1 day just for production, that would make our life so much easier. So it's actually 6 days, but it's the concept of sending out the material once they register. But day one is when they really start learning it, rehearsing it, learning the choreography, learning the dialects, working on the set, and everything happens in 5 days.
Originally, the program was organized under the umbrella of Homer Council on the Arts, and Anderson now directs his own company, GALLOP, or Global Arts and Leadership Alliance Project. Broadway Boot Camp is a 6-day theater arts-based leadership intensive with top industry instructors and educators with a public showcase performance at the Mariner Theater on the last evening, August 6th. The event is open to all 8th through 12th grade students, including 2026 senior graduates. Instructors for boot camp this year are coming from New York and Los Angeles and bringing specialties in acting, speech and dialect, movement, screenwriting, and storytelling. Instructors include Lonnie Quinn, Linda Brennan, Teresa Hayes, John Lewis, and Katie McLean. Anderson provided more details on the instructors.
Everyone's coming from out of state. And Katie McLean, she's an award-winning actress. She and Lonnie were on All My Children. They were on a couple of soaps together back in the day. And she is just finished a show on Broadway, and she's filming another TV series out of Atlanta right now. But the goal is to continue to attract more guest artists that are active and working in the entertainment industry. But for the four instructors that are return instructors, Lonnie is the head meteorologist at CBS. He studied acting with Sanford Meisner, who's one of the godfathers of acting techniques, and has been in film, television, on Broadway. He's with CBS right now. Dr. Linda Brennan, she has a doctorate in psychology, but she is one of the top dialect coaches for film and television in Los Angeles, and coaches a lot of actors that are involved in the industry. And then Terry Hayes, extensive Broadway and touring background with dance and voice, and she now is one of the head judges for Showstoppers, which is one of the largest dance competitions nationwide. And so she travels around the U.S. Judging Showstoppers, and she was the head of instruction for the American Academy of Dramatic Arts on the West Coast. And then after she retired from that, then she went into Showstoppers, and then she comes up every year to do this. And then John Lewis is an up-and-coming screenwriter, has leveraged a lot of his work with independent film companies and television, and he really brings the art of storytelling.
So far, 20 students are registered for next week's event, and registration is still open. More details and online registration is available at www.gaalap.com. There's also a scholarship application available there.
It's really easy to register, and if they see the poster around town, they can just click the QR code, take a picture of the QR code, or go to gallup.com.
Anderson discussed some additional goals of the camp.
My goal is to have this an international camp so that kids from anywhere in the world can come here to Alaska and have leadership-infused production curriculum. And because, I mean, like I said, I've worked with youth for over 30 years, and that's my passion. But my goal is to have this not be seen as a theater kid activity. This is for all youth. This is for every student out there that can develop life skills before they go out into the world to experience failure and rejection and challenges and interviews. And this year we have four, this is the first year that we have four alumni students that have participated in boot camps, in the last two boot camps, and are coming back this year as alumni students and doing a solo and being a part of the production.
Anderson also has additional plans for the future.
And the next phase of Gallup LLC is an adult leadership camp. It's probably not going to be as production focused as this. I don't expect adults to go through a whole week and produce production numbers, but it's going to be very creative based leadership, life skill coaching for adults, and it'll be in a camp environment.
The final performance from Broadway Boot Camp 2026 will be at the Mariner Theater on August 8th at 7 p.m. and will be open to the public with free admission for youth under the age of 12. Reporting from Homer, this is Emily Springer.
And this is KBBI AM 890 Homer 88.1 FM in Seward through translator K201AO and online kbbi.org. Thanks for listening, and good evening.
Support for NPR.